Bless up, family. This is Natalie Rise, and you are tuned to the highest frequency, the Grow From Your Heart podcast with Rusted Jeff. The Grow From Your Heart podcast starts now.
Rusted Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 860 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. Feels like a milestone to hit 860. It kind of blew my mind to say that number. Let's stay focused at this part of the show. Welcome. It's time for episode 860 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. Once again, in this episode, we're going to give away free seeds. Hang out. You'll know we'll talk more about those free seeds later on in the podcast. I do want to remind you that the Black Friday sale has begun at iredirect.com. That's right. Make sure you visit iredirect.com because the Black Friday sale has begun. Make sure you go check iredirect for the current pricing and current inventory. Go grab what you can because things are selling out very quickly. Once again, that is iredirect.com. Somebody recently asked me a question on YouTube. They said, are those free seeds really free? There are three ways to win free seeds on this podcast, or three ways to acquire free seeds. The first way to acquire free seeds is to send me a grow question on the Grow Help tab on my website. I have a website. That website is iregenetics.com. At the top, there's a tab. It says Grow Help or Grow Questions. Click on that tab. Send me a question. If it's a good question and I read it here on the show, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. That is one way to win a free pack of seeds. Another way to get a free pack of seeds is every time you buy seeds at iredirect.com, if you spend more than $30, you get a free pack of seeds. If you spend $100, you get another free pack of seeds. Those seeds do stack. Those bonuses happen at $30, $100, $200, and $300. So the more you buy, the more freebies you do get. There is a page at iredirect that shows you all of the freebies for your purchases. Those have recently been updated, by the way, so go check it out. So those are two ways to get freebies. The third way to get free seeds is to join the Patreon server. That's right. If you join the Patreon server at the right level, every month you will receive a coupon code for free seeds. If you join at the right coupon code level, you will get a coupon code for two packs of free seeds. You'll get two individual coupon codes, each one available for one pack of seeds. Just to be clear, it is two packs for the higher subscription. So that is three ways to win free seeds. Now, the question was, do I have to pay for shipping? Unfortunately, yes, I do make you pay for shipping. Full disclosure here, you will have to pay the $10 shipping fee. But for free seeds, you've already got free seeds. $10 in shipping shouldn't kill you. I'm trying to do you a favor. You do me a favor. You cover the shipping. We should both be happy that way. So there are three ways to get those free seeds that I talk about. The first way, send me a good grow question. If I read it, free seeds. The second one, make a purchase at iRedirect. If it's over $30, free seeds. The third way, join the Patreon server at the right tier. And guess what? Free seeds. All right, we've covered the free seeds portion of the podcast. We've talked about the discounted pricing and inventory at iRedirect. Let's keep this show moving. I'm sorry to get choked up right at the start of the show. I'm not even going to edit that out. We're going to keep going while we are flowing. If you watched the last episode that I put out, that episode was about upgrading your grow room. Somebody sent me a wonderful question about using items that were not grow room specifically designed and using them in our grow environments to improve our grow, to better our grow. I read a lot of good ideas on the podcast, and then I asked you guys for updates in the comment section. You guys did not let me down. The audience sent me a lot of great updates in the YouTube comments, so I don't want to waste a lot of time. These items I'm about to talk about are things that we should use or could possibly or are recommended to use in our grow spaces that are not specifically grow room recommended. I've got a long list and I want to make a short podcast, so let me keep this rambly energy going and we're going to jump right into it. Before I do that, please do click like and subscribe. I'll make that part short. The first thing that we should have in our grow, I don't know why I didn't think about this because I walk past mine every day. I trip over the little hose. I stumble over it all the time. It's always in the freaking way because you always need it and then it needs to be somewhere else real soon. It never has a real home. But what I'm talking about is the shop vac. Dude, to have a shop vac for the grow, a wet dry vac, a shop vac, That will help you a lot. Also, if you spill a lot of water and you don't have that water sensor I talked about, get yourself a good squeegee. Learn how to squeegee water into the little trash can that you can flip over and then pick it up. You know what I'm talking about because it may come right next to the squeegee. Learn that technique. So a shop vac and a squeegee and a bucket, those are things I definitely recommend. Also, a little small dirt devil or a dust buster, those little plug-in, little tiny handheld vacuums. You could charge it with USB, comes unplugged. Go clean the corners of the grow space with that. Whoever sent me that idea, very good recommendation. I like that one a lot. Also, when shit builds up in the corners and you can't shop vac it out, air duster that bad bitch. Blow some air into there, move it out of the corner, then shop vac it or sweep it if you can. But sometimes I get it, there's plants in the way. So that little air duster, that will help you out. Got a hair right here, my face tickling me. Let's keep on moving. Air duster is a good idea. Get the stuff out of the corner. Also, you can air dust off a lot of your fans and blowers. That shit does need to be cleaned. So the air duster works great for that. Then shop vac that bitch off after you do that. Where are we? A really simple idea that often gets overlooked is using a pot as a riser. If your plants are a little too short, or if one plant is shorter than the rest, you can flip another pot upside down. You've probably already got an extra nursery pot. Use that as a riser for the plants that are too short. Also, another great recommendation that came from the YouTube comments is a big R feed trough as a reservoir. If you've got a big batch of plants that you want a lot of water for, you don't want to spend a lot of money, some of those big R feed troughs will qualify as a reservoir. You do have to keep them clean. If you're growing on a budget, anything will work. That is a great idea. And there's probably a big R near you. Most places have a big R or some sort of farm tractor supply sort of thing. That's where you go get those sort of troughs. Those, the smaller the area, the more likely to have one of those, to be honest with you. So if you don't have a grow store around you, that may be a good idea. Also, a journal. I don't care if it's a paper journal, a digital journal, but I recommend a way to keep notes. I'm apologizing once again for the throat clearing. I did, of course, take some dabs before the podcast here, but a journal. Also, a thing, and a pen to go with the journal. Another thing I recommend is a dry erase board. I've got a dry erase board by my nutrients, and I write down what I fed last time. I write down what I sprayed last time. I write down my ideas. If I think, oh, I should feed it this, and that plant in the back there's got a nitrogen deficiency, I should spray for that. I write all that down just to have some sort of thought process, because I'm going to leave the grow, and I'm going to go smoke. I'm going to go do my normal day. I'm going to come back in 12 hours and go, what the fuck was going on in here? Having a little map, a little note on a dry erase board, that definitely helps. You can buy a decently priced, decently sized dry erase board at a lot of places in town. Maybe at that big, the same big R, maybe at Costco. Maybe you got a Target. That's my favorite spot. If you got to go to Walmart, there's one there, of course. But a dry erase board is a good idea. Also, some Sharpies. Maybe you want to label some shit you don't want the label coming off of. A Sharpie is always a good idea. Something that I like are my name is stickers. Like if you're going to a meeting, you buy those little tags that says, hi, my name is, and everyone just went Slim Shady. If you're my age, you just said Slim Shady when I said that. But the stickers, they say, hi, my name is, then you can put the name of your plant on there and slap that on your plant pot. Now you know which plant you've got growing right there. Those little tags are affordable, very easy to find. A lot of other people will use white duct tape for that. You could write the plant label on white duct tape, slap it on. Then somebody else recommended using painter's tape. So you could just peel that tape right off when you're done, reuse that pot, not have any issues. All of those are quality ideas. Another thing I'm going to recommend is a lot of us, right now it's winter time here in Colorado. When I fill my buckets with water, in some areas it's too cold. I put an aquarium heater in that 5-gallon bucket to heat up the water to get it to temperature. So if your water is too cold, an aquarium heater may work. If you're by one of those big R's, by one of those big like outdoor stores, the farm store, a horse trough feed heater is basically the same thing, and it will do the same idea for you. It'll keep that water from freezing, from being so cold. That way the horses can drink. Also makes it warm enough for your plants to be watered. Where am I? I see a lot of people recommending homemade clone machines, like an Easy Cloner, a Turbo Cloner. There are many ways to make those. You can make it out of a cooler, out of a tote, out of a bucket. Lots of recommendations on how to do that. I'm sure you can find a lot of ideas online, but you can save a lot of money by making your own Easy Cloner, and they're awesome. You still got to buy the clone collars. If you have an alternative to the collars, send me your recommendation. I have a long list. I'm trying to go fast here, you guys. Multiple people recommended knee pads. So knee pads, if you're down on your knees a lot in the grow, knee pads may be the thing for you. I don't get on my knees a lot because it's hard for me to get back up. but knee pads are not for me. They may be for you. How about Velcro cord organizers? If you buy stuff from AC Infinity, a lot of times it comes with a little bundle of cord organizers. Those things are awesome if you can get those. Also, if you don't want to use, excuse me, once again, if you don't want to use the Velcro version, they sell little, they're actually paper clips is what they are, but not the folded bent kind. They're the kind you squeeze them, and it's like they're for putting legal documents together. It's more fancy than a paper clip, like a high-grade paper clip. You squeeze it, it folds open, you stick your cords in there, let it go, and it will secure all of your cords. That is another wonderful idea. Also, somebody recommended condiment bottles, like little ketchup mustard bottles, the little squeezy kind, for watering your small seedlings. That is a brilliant idea. I really like that idea. That's a great one. Somebody also recommended using a dryer sheet to clean your scissors. I haven't tried that, but I see visually and understand how that will work. You got that coarse texture with the dryer sheet stuff in there. When you start rubbing scissors, it'll definitely help remove the sticky, the goo, the resin, the junk. That's a great freaking idea. Also, if you put those in your ducts and your vents in your house, it'll make it smell fresh and the neighbors won't smell the ganja as much. If it's me, they're going to smell it anyway. Where are we? We got a lot of other great stuff to cover here. Several people recommended using pool pH testing strips. Instead of just a pH meter, an expensive meter, they recommend a pool testing strip for a backup. That way we could double check the accuracy of our pH pen occasionally. Calibrate that bad dog, but then also once in a while, pull out the pool strips and see if they match up, because those things will always be correct. The battery can't die. They can't go out of gauge. They can't go out of calibration. They will always be right. So use those little drops to second guess or to second check, double check yourself. I'm going to clear my throat real hard. Not going to edit this episode. Going to move away from the mic. Excuse me. Then we'll keep going. All right. Thank you for that moment. A couple people recommended Home Depot racks or cheap shelving for clone storage and spaces. I really like that. That's kind of what I do. If you've got a lot of clones in a commercial facility, you can line them up on those racks, put a light up there, put more up there, hang a light from the top. Lots of availability for space with those small racks. I'm trying to keep track of where I am on these notes. Here we are. Plant ties and pipe cleaners. A lot of people were anti-zip tie. When I said to use zip ties, people are like, zip ties are bad because you got to cut them off. When I put them there, I want them there semi-permanently. I'm not worried about cutting them off, but you're correct. They do have to be cut off later. So people said to use like plant ties, little bread ties, twisty ties. And I recommend a long time ago, I was buying those little pipe cleaners and using those to tie down plants, to just fasten shit together. They work for a lot of things. So anywhere you use a zip tie, you could use a plant fastener or a pipe cleaner. That's a good idea. Then one big recommendation that I can't believe I skipped over was a paint sprayer. That's how I apply pesticides in a commercial environment. We bought a Graco's paint sprayer. It was about $400, and I can spray 100 by 100 foot grow space in no time, get in there and douse every single plant individually. So a paint sprayer is a good idea. This is a grow room related device, but I recently purchased the small pump sprayer. It's not, I thought it was a pump sprayer from AC Infinity. Turns out it's electric, boogie, oogie, oogie, but I just push a little button and my fucking sprayer sprays my plants for me. I've got to carry it around, but how bougie, how fancy. I did not realize it was electric until it got to me, but I got this new sprayer from AC Infinity. Also, probably by the next episode, I will have an announcement for you with AC Infinity. I don't want to make any promises because I don't know how long it will take for them to activate my coupon code, but I'm sure you see where this is going. By the next episode, or try it now, who knows? Let's see, go to AC Infinity and use coupon code IREE, and you'll get 10% off your order by using coupon code IREE with our friends at AC Infinity. That's the official announcement right there. I'll talk more about it when I am certain that the code works. If it doesn't work, be patient. I'm telling you, it's a holiday weekend. I don't know if they've activated the code yet, but it's coming. So stay tuned. Big shout out to my friends at AC Infinity for linking up with me. Where were we? The little sprayer. the little sprayer was great. The next recommendation, I can't believe I glazed over this in my last episode, little turkey pans. You guys can buy turkey pans. Well, probably not right now. They're probably sold the fuck out. Next week, turkey pans will be restocked. You can go get turkey pans. They work good for trim bins. They work good for sorting seeds. And they work really good also for underneath the pot. If you overwater, you need a saucer, want some more for the water to go, set that bad bitch right in a turkey pan. So it's got multiple uses. Once you use it for the drainage, don't trim weed into it again. But you could trim over it. You could get seeds out of it. Very useful device, that cheap turkey pan. I talked a minute ago about the paint sprayer. How about a cheap deck sprayer, just a pump sprayer for your pesticides? You can get those on Amazon. You can get it at all your hardware shops. They are affordable. I prefer the kind with a pressure release valve. Once you pump it up to get it real nice and tight to spray, now you've sprayed what you need to. You need to take off that top and refill it or dump it out. If you don't have a pressure release, when you twist that shit off, all the pressure comes out of that one spot into your eye inevitably. So find the kind with the pressure release. That's what I highly recommend. I'm doing a lot of things very highly today. We got turkey pans on the list twice. I must have really meant that. This one will sound weird at the beginning, but hear me out, bro. I recommend some pantyhose or nylon stockings over the end of ducting. That will help you keep out small bugs. It'll help you keep out debris, leaves, whatever. I've got a duct that runs to the outside. Over that is a piece of pantyhose. It's actually about 6 inches up so that it doesn't get destroyed right away. But if anything was to go up or in through that duct, hopefully that pantyhose is a little bit of a barrier. It doesn't stop the airflow, but it will stop a spider. Hopefully, maybe it'll deter a mouse. I don't know, but it's a good idea. Put a little pantyhose on there. It'll help you get some dust not in the grow space. A little prevention will be good for you. They do sell expensive versions of that. There are actually carbon filters that can go on the end of your ducting. Those are great as well, but I'm trying to tell you non-grow room related things, and that is a very grow room related device. In the last episode, I did mention that I like to use a fire alarm, a fire device, a smoke detector is the word I'm fucking stumbling over. I like to have one of those to let me know if there's a fire. But then I said it doesn't hook up to my phone. But then a lot of people, several people, you freaking tech geniuses, reminded me that my Wyze cameras do have a fire alarm detector that will then notify me. It'll say, hey, this thing's been fucking beeping. Something is beeping. It doesn't know exactly, but it will know. You can set that in your settings. So go tinker with your settings. Your Wyze cameras will let you know. Let me read the message. It said, Rasta Jeff, you mentioned phone notifications for smoke detectors. Just to let you know, the Wyze camera has a setting under sound detection to notify you of smoke detector noises, and it works pretty good. So that's a good comment. Thank you. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm going to go tinker with that and make sure that works for me. The next thing I'm going to write down, or that I did write down, is a mechanic crawler for moving around heavy things. It could be, I get the big 5-gallon bottle of Ruby from New Millennium, and that bad bitch is heavy, bro. Moving it from one spot to the other with the shitty handle on there, I put that on the mechanic crawler cart, set it on there, push that bad bitch right to where it needs to be. And then also you could put a big plant on there if you need to move it. It's useful for a lot of things. We call it the skateboard around here. Where's the skateboard? Where's the stick? I mean the mechanic crawler, the little four-way roller thing. We move a lot of shit with that. Something else we need, a staple gun, bro. I use a staple gun for so many things. If the white panda film comes down, tack, 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 just put that bad bitch back up. I've made rooms with a staple gun and panda film. It looks like my bedroom is real fancy. It's all built with panda film. So, yeah, it's really not that snazzy. Panda film and a staple gun will get you a long way in a grow environment. What do I mean by panda film? That white poly film, it's black on one side, white on the other. That's why they call it panda. It's panda, black and white. And it's you can get it in different thicknesses, like 6 mil is probably the most common, maybe 3 or 4. You can use it as flooring. You can build walls with it. It's real easy to wipe down. That white color is great for a grow. Panda film, bro, they just got a fucking free ad from me. Use that shit in your grows. It's way better than Mylar. Mylar sucks, in my opinion. We'll talk more about that in the future. Did I mention aquarium pumps for mixing teas and for stirring your hydroponic tank? If you got a hydro tank with nutrients in there, you don't want them sitting still, go to the aquarium store, get a fish tank pump, put that shit in there and point it sideways. It'll stir your fucking hydro tank all day long for you. There you go. Big fucking tips right there. Where am I? I lost my spot. Oh, did I mention a heat and a VPD gun? I like to use a heat gun to point at my leaves and see what the leaf surface temperature is. Not to be a shill, but our friends at AC Infinity sell a leaf surface temperature and VPD gun that is a great Christmas gift. So go grab one of those for yourself or your grower loved one. Somebody else said a generator is a good idea. It's fucking expensive, but yes, if you can afford a generator, especially if you live in a low populated area, to be honest with you, I have a struggle with the word rural, but if you live in a rural area, you may want a generator. If you live somewhere that runs out of power frequently, if the power goes out, if you got bad connections, if the snow comes and it's going to be butt cheeks cold, a generator will help out the whole house and help save the grow space. So get a generator. Somebody else recommended also a tape measure. Why didn't I think of that, bro? A real tape measure. We're measuring a lot of shit in the grow. How much panda film do I need to cut? How far apart are the lights? How far from the canopy to the lights are as much space is in there? Lots of shit. Very useful with a tape measure. My grandpa said measure, so a tape measure. But get a tape measure, a good one. You construction guys out there, argue in the comments what the good brand is. I'm not a construction dude, but I know we're not supposed to buy Milwaukee. So link us up. Let us know what to do. Another very important thing to think about. This is very important. I can't believe I didn't mention this. A first aid kit. I don't want shit to go wrong in your grow. I really don't. But have a first aid kit. What if you cut yourself? What if I'm not even going to. You know what could go wrong? A lot of shit could go terrible. Have a first aid kit. Burns, scrapes, cuts, bruises, ouchies. Be prepared for all of it. Another thing you may want is an eye wash station, just a squeezy eye wash thing to get fluid into your eyes and get whatever you're spraying. I don't even know what fucking, I was going to say a bloom booster, but I didn't want to go with a specific product. But get the bloom boosters when you're mixing and you splashed it. Get that shit out of your eye with a little eye rinse station. Here's another thing that is just a random OG piece of advice. I have a friend who lived in a non-legal state, and allegedly he was cultivating cannabis. One day, he dropped something and it splashed into his eyeballs. He was unable to call 911 for help because he was growing weed in an illegal environment. He basically had to call emergency services to his house to come help him. What he did was he used Siri. I don't want to say what he did because I've got Siri on my phone. I don't want it to happen. He told Siri to call his wife, and Siri called his wife, and he just yelled into the phone, "Babe, come home, help me." And finally, she caught on because she couldn't hear him. The phone was over there. He had to yell until she fucking caught on. She came home and helped him out. But have a plan like that. Put somebody's name in your phone that you can call and trust, and have a plan with them. Say, "Hey, bro, I got you in my phone as like fucking emergency number two, so that if something goes wrong, I can call you and you can come to my house. Maybe leave a key somewhere. Give the homie a key. Maybe have a backup key so they don't have to kick in the fucking door. Have a strategy. I don't want anything to go wrong, but strategy is thinking about it, planning for it now is way better than going, I got pH down in my eye. What do I do? Looking for your phone, being fucking blind, stumbling over. Just tell Siri to call your friend that you need to help you, and Siri will do that for you, and it could save you a whole lot of headaches. Where are we? All right, that was a piece of OG advice. My phone really keeps trying to do all the stuff that I was telling Siri to do. I had to turn it off a couple times. Sorry for the quick glitchy edit there. All right, I think I've covered all of the super important things on the updated list of really good ideas of things to have in your grow space and things that can make growing better and easier. I've got one more thing that I found very entertaining. A lot of you will laugh at this. A lot of you think that it's really funny. A lot of you, especially if you've ever worked in a commercial cultivation facility, will know how freaking serious this one is. How about a coffee maker? Bro, I don't drink coffee. I'm not a coffee guy. It makes me a spaz. I've already got this energy after 22 dabs. You don't want to see me drink coffee. But I worked with a bunch of dudes, and the night before we would leave, they would brew a pot of coffee and let that shit sit overnight and then use that as the water for the next pot of coffee because they could not get enough caffeine and enough coffee. But they kicked ass all day at work for it. So some of you folks out there may need that coffee maker, whatever kind of coffee maker it is. Do your thing, pimpin', get that shit right outside the grow, get it set up so that you could have the energy that you do need. I think I've covered all of the things that I wanted to add to that list. I hope you guys had as much fun as I did on this episode. If you have any questions, corrections, comments, or concerns, please do send me an email. The email address is growfromyourheart@hotmail.com. Don't be shy. I love to hear your input. If you want to tell me about more things that could go on this list, do it on this episode or the previous episode. If you do it on the previous episode, episode 859, I do have a contest going. My favorite comment on that thread will win a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. So that is yet a fourth opportunity to get free seeds. So go leave a comment on this episode or the previous episode. Maybe I'll do it for this episode too. Fuck it. Both episodes, favorite comment, free seeds. What have I got to lose? A pack of seeds. That's all, bro. So both episodes, best comment, free seeds. Start leaving comments now, you guys. I do appreciate it. I think that's all I've got for you for this episode. Don't forget about that Black Friday sale at iredirect.com. Be good to one another. I know I talk a lot of stuff about growing cannabis. I talk a lot of things, But let's also remind each other to be grateful, have gratitude, and be fucking good to one another. We're all people. We all struggle. We all got shit to do, shit to deal with. Fucking be good, support each other, love one another. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I've got for you for this episode. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Purple Skunk. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece and a nugget by the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, hug your mom, and relax. Hold up.
Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe. Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. Spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, pure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love within us like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. Lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day.